It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. Brock and Hunter, your After Show podcast.
I like anything you can do in your life, you could just follow it up with the word time. Hey, it's basement time. It's eating time. Hey, it's sleeping time.
Hey, it's fucking time. Here we go. All right.
What? Is that what you say to your wife?
Every time. I slap my hands together and then I rub them. I go, hey, it's fucking time. Here we go. She says, no. Stop saying that. Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Baton Harbor.
It's Gilson time.
You can give them a call, 269-876-0882, making sure that cycle of yours is running the right way. And I'm not talking about a little sissy electric cycle. I'm talking about the big boys, all right? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a dig at you? I think it was.
You know what? It's offensive.
How dare you? You bastard.
You son of a...
Anyway, go see them. They're also on Facebook, Gilson Cycle, bringing it to you. This was on our prep site, and I kind of liked it. May I borrow your phone? What would you do? And this guy said, last week, something happened to me twice that's never happened to you before. Two totally different strangers asked me if they could use my cell phone. Have you ever had anyone ask you to use your phone?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Actually 2 weeks
no
ago.
No kidding.
That's happened to me a few times.
Yeah.
You know what, man? No, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna hand you my phone.
No.
It's a personal item. You gotta have balls. Dude, to me, it takes balls to walk up to a stranger and just, unless you're in a desperate situation. You know, and I understand people have emergencies, but if you go and ask somebody for their phone, just expect them to say no.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, it's like you're putting me in a spot, man, where first off, get your COVID ass away from me, bro. You know what? I don't want you touching my phone and putting it up to your face. The one kid that came up. So here's another thing. Okay. I was by a mini mart over by the jail over there in St. Joe.
Yep. Yep.
Kid walks up. Hey, man, can I borrow your phone? And I immediately know where he's coming from. Huh, there's a jail there.
Yeah.
You don't have a phone. Let me guess. It's like right away, dude, I'm judging you. I'm sorry, but it's a personal item of mine. There's a lot of important shit on that phone, and I just don't like willingly handing it over to people, especially people I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, though. What he said was, oh, okay, all right. You've done this before. That's what I thought in my brain. He's like, because I had it mounted on my bike. I didn't have it in my pocket. And he could see it right there. So I was kind of just, it was out in the open. And he told me, he's like, hey, man, you don't have to take it off your handlebars. Just put it on speakerphone. And my other buddy already had his phone up and ready to go. And he's like, hey, dude, just you can use mine. But for a second there, I'm like, would I have let him do it? So he doesn't touch it. He's right there. So I mean, the kid was honestly trying to get, you know, use a phone. So I don't know. It's a weird thing to me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go up to somebody and expect somebody to hand their phone over, at least, you know.
I've never asked to use someone's phone other than like friends or family. Like, hey, you know, my phone's dead, or like Kiki, like, can I use your phone quick to like make a call or something like that. I've gone into businesses, be like, hey, I'm sorry, my phone's dead or whatever, you know, or can I get change for this dollar to go use the payphone? Again, payphones, kids, are things that used to be around where you would put in money and make a phone call. And I have had a few people ask to use my phone throughout the years. But yeah, what I've always done is like, well, I'll make the phone call for you. That's fine. And you can just relay the message to me. And only one time did the person go, oh, yeah, that'd be great. That's fine. You know, that was the one time. And it was like, and I held onto the phone and I said, okay, what's your name? I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. This is so-and-so. They needed to whatever. And that worked out fine. But 9 times out of 10, when they ask you and you say, no, I'm sorry, or I'll make the phone call for you. They're like, no, that's fine. And it's like, what if it's that dire of a situation, it should be okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you got to hold it?
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird thing, man.
And nowadays, I can't. Is that still? I mean, are people still going around? I guess, yeah, because it just happened to you. It just hadn't happened to this guy twice.
It just happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the time before that, it's kind of the same thing. I didn't have it, you know, on my bike or anything. I had it in my pocket, and I pulled it out, and I'm like, yeah, I'll just dial the number for you, man, and just, you know, relay the message, just like kind of what you said. happened, called the person. All right, thanks, y'all. Come get you. Blah, blah, blah. Hung up.
Yep.
Hey, man, do you have like another, you have like a spare dollar? I can, I'm like, bro, dude, it takes balls. Some of these people, man, they just are just bums walking around. Like, it's one thing. Yes, it costs me nothing. And a spare change doesn't bother me at all. Yep. But it's just like when I know that you're just doing this all of the time and being a bum, like it pisses me off. Like, dude, how about you go in there and get an application? We'll fill it out. And then I'll give you a dollar. How about that? Well, no, they're not going to do that.
No. Here's the thing is that I will never pretend to know someone's story. If I have change or spare change or something like that, I'll usually give it up. It doesn't bother me because it's like, well, if I was ever in that position, you know, yeah, I would hope people would find, you know, kindness in their heart. But, like, there is a time where it goes too far. And this actually happened to me the other day was there was a guy outside. I went to that little mini mart behind Azul, right?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm talking about.
Yeah,
same thing.
That guy, there was a guy, an older guy standing there. And, I mean, he looked like whatever. I mean, I'm not
bald?
Trying not to judge. No, he wasn't bald. I mean, he had, like, wispy white hair. But he asked me, he's like, hey, would you mind buying me, like, a Coke and a cupcake? And I was like, what? Just a Coke and a cupcake. And I said, sure, I'll buy you. And he said, a liter Coke. A liter of Coke, Diet Coke, and a cupcake. And I said, sure. I was like, what kind of cupcake do you want? He's like, oh, anything's fine. Like, you know, it wasn't like, please, or and like, oh, you know, I'm really hungry. He's like, hey, would you buy me this? And you know, I was like, fine, whatever, I'll buy it. So I bought him some birthday cake, Little Debbie's, like little cupcakes, and I bought him a liter of Diet Coke. I go out there, and after I check out and I give it to him, I go, here you go. He goes, hey, would you buy me a thing of cigars? And I'm like, no. I said, you got enough out of me. You got enough out of me. Enjoy this. Exactly. Like, and that's the only thing, again, in this whole conversation, without us sounding like heartless assholes. But, you know, like there, I got him. He literally just like almost demanded me to buy this for him.
No, we're not heartless assholes. Here's why. Here's why, dude. Because the dude sits out there and he's asking everybody that walks by. Mm-hmm. You know, here's because you can tell. All right. I've dealt with peddlers in my life. All right. And you can tell which one is really desperate and which one has done it the whole day and is banking off of it.
Yeah.
And you can tell in their demeanor and in their voice. Here's what I would have done. I'm sorry. They didn't have any cupcakes, but they had Diet Coke and Mentos. Here you go.
It's in a toothbrush.
You know? Enjoy it. Because, dude, I know what you're doing and it pisses me off. It's kind of nice they didn't ask you for booze.
Yeah.
Or cigs. Or something like that.
Well, cigars, I mean, but still, though, I thought it was funny that he led with the cupcake and the liter of cola. And then when I come back, would you go back in there and get me some cigars? And I was like, you got enough out of me. That's good. I got you this. Here we go. I did my good deed for the day. I'll see you later. Did you ever see that video? There's actually been a couple of videos, but I remember watching this one video. This guy follows this. It's a woman. And she was, like, sitting on a curb, like, all day. And then he follows her as she gets into, like, a brand new, like, Kia. Like, a brand new car. And he's like, and he's, like, blasting it out everywhere. But, like, there. And it sucks because there are people that do take advantage of people's generosity. And it's tough.
How can you be a human being and go through everyday life and live with yourself when you know what you're doing is wrong? Like I said, there's a right and wrong in this situation. Mm-hmm. Some people do it the wrong way. How? I just don't get it, how people could do it and really feel okay with it.
I guess that's just kind of some people don't have the morality that the rest of us do.
It takes effort to go out there and sit out there in the sun. I mean, you're just kind of standing there. But, dude. Just you can use that much effort into a job that pays minimum wage to just sit there as well and do something. It's like that's what blows my mind. It's like maybe they can't get a job. Maybe they got a DUI. Maybe they murdered somebody. In their time. You know, it's tough. It is tough because you don't really know the situation. I know of a homeless guy that walks around that. Isn't poor, doesn't peddle, he doesn't ask for anything, but he lives the bum, I gotta be careful, lives the homeless man lifestyle because he chose to. He's got money. Like he's definitely not poor. I know some of the family members and they're like, yeah, he just chose to do that. He just likes walking around And that's, he's been doing it for years. And it's like, that's interesting to me too. It's like, here's a guy, he just doesn't have to live that way.
Yeah. Yeah. He just chooses to because it's easier. I mean, and think about it. Like, all right, you hang outside for 8 hours and you make, I don't know, $50. Okay, that's not bad for doing nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a long time, but I'm trying to find something. I may have talked to you about this. I remember, and who knows? It could have been an old, you know, just a bunch of BS. Hold on, homeless guy.
Well, while you're looking at this up, let me throw an example out there. And I've talked about this before on the show, and it fucking pissed me off, dude. And you know what? We were in Vegas, crossed a bridge one time to get on the other side of the street. Guy sitting there with his dog. And like, I know for a fact that he had this dog trained to kind of sit there, you know, and he was holding it like a small baby and cradling it and like kind of snuggling it with his nose. Mm-hmm. And he had like his little cup out there and blah. And like, dude, I'm not going to sit here and say I know your situation, but I know you're on a bridge, a high traffic bridge in Vegas, cuddling a dog that is kind of whimpering, and just you're putting on the image, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, it kind of pissed me off that you're taking advantage of using a dog where you know people have feelings for dogs. I understand that. People have a soft spot for animals, and you're using it.
Yeah, it's true. You're actually, I mean, it's easier too. Yeah.
If he's like walking down the street with his dog and he, you know, he's got raggedy clothes on and he's not portraying the image of give me money, and you go up to him and you're like, hey man, you know, you look like you're in a rough spot. Here's some cat. That's different. But like when you're trying to get money and you're using tools to do it like a live animal.
Yeah.
For some reason, it fucking pisses me off.
I can't find it. And again, this was years ago I heard about this, but it always kind of it was telling me about this guy who kind of ran a racket. He had just a suit or two. And instead of like asking like, oh, can I get money? He would say, hey, my cell phone died. Can I have 50 cents, you know, for the payphone so I can make a phone call? And you got a guy in a suit like, okay, that makes sense. Give him 50 cents. Most people don't just have 50 cents on them. They give you a dollar or like, all right, here. Oh, yeah, I get it. Here's
that's a better scam.
Yeah. And so I was like, I mean, that's good. And I mean, if you think about in a busy city, somewhere in Chicago, right? Let's say, here, I just want to do some quick math on this because it's kind of interesting. Let's say, all right, you ask 100 people, you spend the day, 100 people times, that's $50, right?
Yeah, 50 cents. Yeah,
50 cents. That's $50, and that's just 100 people. I mean, if you don't mind really scamming it, you could really go and do, you know, make $100.
Bank, man.
Yeah, and if you, I mean, if you're living, you know, or you got something, you're whatever. I mean, that's not a bad way to make, you know, some change.
Scamming. Just I don't know.
You know, like,
there's good and bad in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I try and not judge too much, and it is hard. There's times where, like you said, it's tough. Where it's like, you know, it's you can kind of tell, but then you don't know the whole story, so you don't want to feel bad.
You can tell the guy's been doing it all day long. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I lost my soft spot for that a long time ago, Brock.
I can tell. Sometimes you cruel bastard.
Sometimes I'll just walk away, but that's not smart either, because then you don't want to piss those people off either, because then they get aggressive. It's like what you choose one way or the other. What do you give them some change or deal with some BS? I don't know. You know what they should be doing? Like there's smart ways to peddle money. Like the guy who hung outside of a busy club and collected what was it? Like the door money. Did you hear about this guy?
No.
So there was a busy club. It was in downtown, I don't know, we'll say Chicago. And there was a line that was always Friday, Saturday night around a corner. Like you had to go around the corner to wait. And then it was like, what, $10-$15 to get in this club. Well, this guy just dressed up like a bouncer and hung outside around the corner and was collecting the money. Here, you know, it's $15 to get in the club. People just boom, 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 boom. He'd collect like, I don't know, $100 in like 5 minutes, and then piece it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Dude.
And people get to the front of the line. The guy's like, hey, we already paid.
Yeah.
Well, the guy back there, it's like, dude, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
I'm sorry.
That's funny. Well, here's the other one. Did you hear about there's this old urban legend about the guy in England at the zoo in the parking lot? I love this one. So it's an old urban legend. Apparently at the Bristol Zoo, outside of the zoo, there was a parking lot for 150 cars and 8 buses. For 25 years, its parking fees were managed by a very pleasant attendant. The fees for a car, $1.40. For buses, $7. One day, after 25 solid years of never missing a day of work, he just didn't show up. So the zoo management called the city council and asked them to send another parking agent. The council did some research and replied that the parking lot was the zoo's own responsibility. So the zoo advised the council that the attendant was a city employee. The city council responded that the lot attendant had never been on the city payroll. Yes. Meanwhile, sitting in a villa somewhere in the coast of Spain. So you think about it, 500 estimated 506, this is what they did, $560 per day for 25 years, assuming 7 days a week, that amounts to just over $7 million, and no one ever knew his name.
My God.
Dude. That's hilarious.
Almost have to just let that one slide, bro.
I mean,
you know what? 25 years.
Yeah.
Dude, that's brilliant. And
think about this, too. That's actually pretty reasonable for parking. You know, and if some guys
nobody's gonna question that.
Whatever, exactly. So, it's only $1.20 in euros. So what, like $2 American to park? You can't find that anywhere.
Just a little bits of those. That story that we got. He picked $1.40. You know why? Because $1.40 sounds legit.
Yep.
It sounds like okay. This was made up by some state. Yeah. The $7 for a bus, dude. And you know what? The guy. There's probably city officials walking by. There was probably zoo people walking by every single day. Hey, how's it going?
Yep.
And just the other one thought the other one was responsible. Dude, that is insanely, hilariously brilliant.
Brilliant. So, yeah, if you're going to scam us, do it that way. Just do it that way.
Wow, so the zoo people thought he was taking the money to the city, and the city people thought he was taking it back to the zoo.
They thought he was on the city payroll, and, you know, and the city probably didn't even, you know, think about it. So that's hilarious.
I wonder how he dressed up. You think he would be in a city uniform uniform? Or did you just pick something neutral?
Dude, you could probably just wear, like, jeans and a shirt with, like, a reflective vest. I mean,
Like a staff shirt?
Or a staff shirt or a reflective, like a construction worker vest. That's all you need to do.
Man.
Dude, brilliant. Brilliant.
You know how hard it would be to keep that quiet, too? Like, that guy, he didn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all it would take is one drunk night and you saying, I got the perfect scam going, and then boom, you're in jail.
That's crazy. Where was this at? Did it say where
it was?
It
said it was in England, Bristol, like the Bristol Zoo somewhere in England.
Dude, hats off to you, sir. Yeah. You know, you get one.
That's a scam. That's what we call the long con. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, I just figured I'd get your take on that, giving your phone to someone and let them make a call. So, Well, let's wrap it up here. This is Brock and Hunter in the After Show podcast. We'll see you guys next time. And here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
Gilson.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.